This is adapted from Disney's The Fox and the Hound. It's called That's What Friends Are For. It's a golden book. The forest animals were fussing and fretting. "It's foolish," chirped Dinky the sparrow. "It's silly," said Boomer the woodpecker. "It makes no sense," said a little turtle. "I've never heard of such a thing," an old frog grumbled. They were talking about Todd and Copper, who were playing together nearby. Todd was a little fox. Copper was a young hunting dog. The two animals had become very good friends. "It just isn't done," said Boomer, flying up to the limb of a tree. He drummed his beak loudly on the trunk. "Todd is a fox, and Copper's master is training him to hunt foxes. A fox and a hound can't be friends. It's against the rules." "That's what you think," said Big Mama the Owl, ruffling her tail feathers. When Big Mama ruffled her tail feathers, everyone stopped and listened. "You're all wrong," she said. "Friendship doesn't follow rules. It follows the heart. A friend is someone you can always count on. Someone who really cares." Which is exactly how the fox and the hound felt. Rules or no rules, Todd and Copper were friends. And that was that. Every day they played together happily. They played dive into the dandelions and slide and go seek. They played kick the acorn and dog on a log. Sometimes they played tricks on each other. Once, Todd hid behind a bush and waited for Copper to come by. Then Todd made a scary noise, grrr, like a bear, and Copper jumped into the air with surprise. Once, Copper splashed about in the frog pond. Then he crept up behind Todd and shook himself hard. Swoosh! Poor Todd ended up getting a shower. But it was all in fun. One day, the little hound didn't come out to play. The fox was very disappointed. "Copper has a cold," chirped Dinky, who always seemed to know everything. "He's staying home in his barrel in Mr. Slade's yard." "Then I'll go visit him," Todd said. "No, that's dangerous," cried Boomer. "Copper's master is a hunter. If he sees you, he'll come after you with his gun." Todd puffed up his bushy tail. "I'll be careful," he said bravely. "My friend needs cheering up." That night, when all was dark and still, the little fox crept into the hunter's yard. In his mouth, he carried some field daisies, a get-well gift he had picked himself. Then he sat down beside his sick friend and kept him company until morning. In a few days, Copper felt better. Soon he and Todd were romping and racing again. One morning, they were playing near the edge of the river. Suddenly, Copper saw something hidden in the tall weeds. It was an old rusty trap his master had put there long ago. The trap was right in Todd's path. "Look out, Todd!" Copper yipped. Just in time, Todd saw the trap and jumped away. But he lost his footing on the slippery riverbank. And, splash, he landed into the water. The river was flowing fast. The water rushed and foamed. Todd tried hard to get back to the shore, but the swift current swept him along, down the river, faster and faster. Copper raced along the bank, watching his friend. Big Mama flew overhead, calling to the other forest animals. The little fox splashed and struggled. He tried to find something to hold on to. Copper could see that Todd was getting tired. "Don't give up, Todd," he barked. "I'll save you." Far ahead, the little hound saw an old tree that had fallen at the water's edge. The log stretched out over the river like a bridge. Copper picked up a heavy vine in his teeth. Then he raced toward the log. "I hope this works," he thought. Nearby, Big Mama and the others looked on, hardly daring to breathe. The little turtle was so scared he wouldn't even poke his head out of his shell. Copper carefully crawled out on the slippery log. Then he lowered one end of the vine into the water. Down the river came Todd, splashing and gasping. He whirled closer and closer to the dangling vine. With one great splash, Todd clutched the vine in his teeth. He held it very tight. Then Copper slowly pulled him to shore. Safe at last, Todd smiled at his friend. "Copper," he said, "you're the greatest." The little hound smiled back. "It was nothing," he said. "You would have done the same for me." "Copper is a hero," chirped Dinky. "He's terrific," cried Boomer. "It was a very brave rescue," said the turtle. "Yes, indeed," the old frog agreed. Big Mama rustled her tail feathers and nodded her head slowly. "That," she said, "is what friends are for." The end.